T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. If you want to follow along on TV, as always, show brought to you by EMP 182 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP182weightloss.com. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline to talk some puck, NHL Network analyst who can be seen on NHL Tonight at 6 p.m. It's Darren Pang, the Panger, Jason.
It's the Panger. What's going on, Darren?
Hey, what's going on this morning, fellas? You guys going to be okay over there?
Well, some of these guys are bickering with me. I called it a devastating loss last night, just on how they played for the first two periods.
You're acting like it seals the fate.
I kind of am. I didn't think that they had a chance to beat him anyway, but you can't blow a 2-0 lead when you have all the mojo and hope he's playing the way he played. Just the way it happened, I thought it was devastating.
Plus, Darren, one of the guys in the room said, well, it's okay because the Caps fell in an 0-2 hole against the Blue Jackets, but the Pens are not the Blue Jackets. The Blue Jackets have no career playoff series wins.
They don't have the players.
These are the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions led by Sidney Crosby. And as we mentioned, they were missing two of their key cogs last night that didn't play. At least one of them will be back on Sunday. So, yeah, it's kind of gloomy.
Are we
going to
let Panger speak?
I'm just setting it up for the Panger. That's all. Just giving him the mood in the room.
You make a lot of good points, actually. I mean, I guess number one, the Maple Leafs in Game 7 in Boston, that would be more of a devastating loss because it is the final game. I mean, last night was, I know the history. I've watched enough hockey to see what's gone on between the Caps and the Penguins. And having a 2-0 lead and being in a really good spot, I thought that they would, you know, a good team's finish it off. Let's just put it that way. So I know that wasn't a good way to finish, and it's going to leave a sour taste in their mouth. Because defensively, there was a couple of mistakes right there, and when you have a chance to go up 3-0 against a team like Pitt, you got to go up 3-0. You can't sit on even 2-0 against a team like that. So it all did look good. Great start, Ovi scoring. Ovi got caught on a couple of defensive plays, couldn't stop that play from Schultz from the point. Although he tried doing the splits, he looked like a goalie in my era trying to make a save there from the at the right point. And then, obviously, he's right beside Sidney Crosby, and I'm not sure if he took his eye off the puck for a split second. He might have, and that's all it takes for Sidney to score a goal. So to have those two great players in the middle of that battle, and Ovi can't make a better play defensively on that pass across there to Sidney Crosby is sort of what the game's all about right there. I mean, that's just one little play that you've got to concentrate harder and make sure that puck doesn't get through to Crosby. He's the most dangerous player on the ice in that situation right there.
Mm-hmm. And Darren, an under-the-radar guy for the Pens, you know, Malkin and Crosby get all the headlines, but Matt Murray, look at some of his postseason numbers. Already has 27 postseason wins. He's a young guy. He's already won 2 Stanley Cups with the Penguins. The Caps got to him early, but they, as you mentioned, they couldn't capitalize on some of the other opportunities, and he was amazing down the stretch when he stopped a point-blank opportunity from Connolly that would have drawn it even for the Caps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what he's been. That's kind of been his MO. You know, I was talking last night on NHL Network. I call it the fear factor, the great Grant Fear. I mean, it didn't seem to matter how many goals he gave up. He just stuck with it. And then he'd make that one save that got you to climb right back into the game or to give your bench a little bit of hope. And I think Matt Murray has that. He doesn't seem to get rattled. And, you know, you start a game like that and inside of, 10 seconds, you're down one. Then Ovi scores. And sure enough, it's over the glove again, which everybody talks about how bad his glove hand is. So now he's down 2. He stuck with it. I would agree with you on that. And that's the importance. You guys watched the Vegas game last night?
I saw part of it. And you know what? I turned it off for a minute, and the next thing I know, it was 4-0.
Unbelievable.
Well, and then when it was 4-0, it was 5-0. And then when it was 5-0, it just kept going because. I think that's the mentality you have to have. You can't be kind anymore. You've got to put your boot right on the jugular of the team you're playing, especially the Pittsburgh Penguins, because there's a reason why they've won two Stanley Cups. It's not like they're not going to fade away into the night. They just don't stop. Yeah, they just always believe that they're going to come back in a game.
All right, so you heard kind of the negative Nellies in the studio. It's a four-man show. The optimistic take would be they did just come back in the previous series, and it's not like the Penguins blew them out last night, and some of us have bought in that this is a more gritty Capitals team than the Capitals teams of the past. How do you see it?
Well, I would agree with that. Every year there's a different chapter in the book, and you know, I mean, there's some of these guys that, you know, you think the Chandler Stephenson, you know, gives a darn about what happened a couple of years ago. Inside your locker room, it's not like that's what the boys are talking about. They're talking about changing it. They're talking about, you know, writing a new script here. They've all got a different pen here from years before, and now they can write their own chapters. But I do believe they're more resilient. I believe they've got more depth. I mean, the part that scares me is that you can't beat Pittsburgh, you know, without Malkin, and you know, even without Hagelin, who's good on the PK and adds a lot of speed and is an experienced player. I thought it was an opportunity, and I said it last night on NHL Network. I said this is a hole you've got to birdie or make eagle right off the hop and get up in the series 1-0. And so that's the disappointing part. But I've seen that group. I did five of the games of the Columbus series. There's a different resolve with the Washington Capitals. And you know, if they're going to be a team that's going to win a championship, they're going to have to, you know, overcome just this. It's only a one game deficit, and they're going to have to find a way to get the cheers from the crowd. They're going to have to find a way to get the negative thoughts out of their mind. They're going to have to find a way to do something that's uncomfortable. And if it means Ovechkin blocking a shot or making a play defensively rather than on the offensive side of the puck, then that's what it's going to be. Margin for error now is down to 3, and that's the toughest part.
Joined by Darren Pang from the NHL Network. You can watch him on NHL Tonight at 6 p.m. You're a former goaltender. Tell us how you thought that Barry Trotz, you know, of course, went with Grubby for the first two games. Since then, they went with Holtby. Tell me how you think Holtby played last night, particularly that third period.
Well, I thought they were kind of odd goals. You know, one was, an absolutely brilliant deflection. You don't see that type of play very often where the puck is going so far wide, it's to his left, and Hornquist redirects that from so high in the slot against the grain like that. So, I mean, that one there, that's a heck of a play. The next one was a little bit more odd because it didn't seem like he expected the puck to get to Crosby. And I think when he looks at it again, and I know just being in the net, I'm watching the game thinking that Ovechkin's picked off that pass. And so I guess the lesson learned there for Braden would be just to be prepared for any and all situations and have that stick on the ice and be in your crouch and be ready to make a save, because it certainly did catch him by surprise. But, you know, I thought he made some very, very good saves during the course of the game. But just the magnifying glass will obviously look upon a 2-0 lead and end up being a 3-2 loss. And he gives up, at least the one to Crosby that he definitely wants to be a little bit more prepared for that pass going across.
Joined by Darren Pang, NHL Network analyst. You can see him on NHL Tonight at 6 p.m. Could it just be that Ovi has the misfortune of playing in the Sidney Crosby era and that he'll go down as his generation's greatest goal scorer by far, but he'll just never win a cup, at least with the Capitals?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't say that. You know, there's been a lot of great players that went through 12, 13, 14 years without winning a Stanley Cup, and then, you know, then won one, and then all of a sudden they won a couple. I mean, Steve Yzerman does come to mind, that great group of players in Detroit. If you go back in your memory bank, many people wanted to blow that team up 50 times over. They wanted to trade Steve. They wanted to do this and that, and, you know, it ended up that you know, when your best player – you know, buys into the defensive side of it and does whatever it takes to win championships, then you never know what could happen. So he was also in that era of Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux, and that was a pretty good era right there. So, you know, I'm obviously these are tough times for everybody, and everybody thinks about the very, very negative points of losing, and it's Sydney and it's OV, but OV's got to find something different right now. He's got to define where his history is going to take him. And as I said before, sometimes it it's not always on the offensive side of the puck. More times than not in winning championships, it's on the defensive side of it. But you also need a little luck along the way. You need great goaltending, and I think OV's played some very good hockey. So I think they've got to just stick with the plan. And honestly, I believe in this. I believe that you've got to, you know, the guys in the room are the ones that are going to pull together. The guys in the room are the ones that are going to be the believers. And if they're not believers, well, then they're not going to win. But if they are believers, and I believe there's a lot of character inside that Washington room, I think they can make this a heck of a series.
Well, I hope you're right. Do you think there'll be any subtle changes from Barry Trotz in Game 2? What do they have to do differently?
Nah, that's, you know what, they had a pretty good pulse of that game. I honestly believe that the attention to details, especially when Sidney's on the ice, I think that's the only thing that I could see, the matchup against Crosby. I mean, do you still want to stay with Niskanen and Orlov? You know, do you want to get a better defending matchup up against him? It didn't seem like they were tight enough against, you know, right now the greatest player in the world. That's the time where you want to throw a blanket on that guy and make sure that he gets pulled in a little bit more. So that would be the only thing. I think the details defensively and the matchups on home ice against Sidney Crosby.
But Game 2 is a must-win for the Caps, definitely.
It absolutely is a must-win. I mean, it's not like you don't win, you go home. That's not the case. So in absolutes, it's not a must-win. But, yeah, then in hockey vernacular and the way that we're all thinking and the way that you guys are thinking right now, there's no question that the Washington Capitals have to leave Game 2 with a real positive mindset. And the only way to have a positive mindset is to win the hockey game, no matter what you do.
Well, part of it's shutting down Jake Guentzel. I mean, that guy is white hot for the Pens. He's got 16 points already in the playoffs, 5-game scoring streak for him. How do they neutralize him going forward?
Well, he's an opportunistic player, and he doesn't shy away from anything. You can bang him around, and he doesn't go away lightly. That's a pretty nice package he got right there. Actually, Jake's a big time player, and Hornquist does all the little things really, really well. They score timely goals. Honestly, you've got to punch him in the nose without taking a minor penalty. You've got to tie them up in knots as much as possible, again, without taking a penalty. And those are all easier said than done. I just think there's a better way to slow them down, not through the neutral zone, because that's a very difficult area. But once they're in the offensive zone, I just believe that tightening up the 5-man unit and coming back to the house is a lot better than chasing pucks when those three are on the ice. And leave the shots to the outside as much as possible and take care of the interior. And your goaltender is going to have to make some really big saves there in Game 2. And I believe that Braden's got that in him. And I know he's just got to be. I mean, he's got to wake up this morning going, I'm, you know, entirely disappointed that game slipped away. And now the real test is on.
Hey, Darren, real quick, you mentioned Vegas and their 7-0 win last night over the Sharks. And I'm sure in hockey circles, people are talking about how amazing the story is. But I think in mainstream sports circles, people should be talking about the Vegas Knights, because, I mean, they just threw this team together last year. And the run that they made in the regular season and what they did in their first round series, what they did last night, I mean, this is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's remarkable to watch. It's remarkable that it's, you know, what they've done with the tragedy and the murders that happened earlier in the year. That it's the, you know, the first Vegas professional sports team. It's not a transplanted team. It's their team. They've got a great coach. I mean, they couldn't have asked for a better coach in that situation, because he's a Prince Edward Island boy. And if you've ever been to the island, you know, they're pretty simple people up there. They love their game. They say things simply. They don't rattle off a whole bunch of big words for you. He talks hockey. He acts hockey. He pats them on the back like hockey players. He kicks them in the groin like a hockey player would. And I think he's been magnificent for that entire Vegas team. And I like watching them play. And if you've never been to a game in Vegas, I've been to two of them now. You've got to get out there, because it is absolutely worth it.
All right, great stuff. Thank you, Panger. We appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you, Darren. Appreciate it, man.
My pleasure.
Have a good weekend.
Keep the faith. Have a good weekend, fellas.
We will try. We will do our best.
I just had to look up where Prince Edward Island was. I was guessing it was Canada, and it is.
I guess it's somewhere.
I know nothing about it. It's one of the three maritime provinces.
Never been to that island. I just haven't.
And you never will.
Never say never, but
is that the Gallant? Is that the head coach?
Not sure.
Vegas?
All I know is Fleury already has three shutouts.
Well, it looks
three.
Like it's kind of above Maine in Canada.
Middle of nowhere. How about this? I'll never go to Maine.
I've heard it's nice, but I've never been either.
Maybe for about a week and a half.
Bob Marley,
nice.
Comedian, invited
I can't
perfect.
See me going there.
What if Bob Marley, the comedian who comes on our show frequently,
invited
you for a weekend of water skiing?
Yeah, you'd probably like it.
I'd probably have to pass.
Yeah, but it's probably fun. I would pass in the water skiing because I can't get up on my skis. Tried it during my honeymoon many, many moons ago. Couldn't do it. Haven't tried since.
That's embarrassing. It was the wife watching. And you just
she was watching from the shore.
That's hilarious.
And after about four attempts, I said, this is finished. I'm going back to Bung Bung Beach and drinking umbrella drinks.
All right, right now we're going to hook up the 10th caller at 800-636-1067 with tickets to go see the Nationals take on the Phillies May 4th at Nats Park. You can come out and get your own Max Scherzer Cy Young bobblehead. Tickets are on sale now
at BBB
Park box office. But win your way in right now on the Junkies. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You want more details? TheFanDC.com/contest. They have your details. All right, when we come back, we should dive into the Wizards a little bit. Big game for them. They're down 3-2 in the first round of their playoff series with the Raptors. Do you think they take care of business at home and force a game 7?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Spent the bulk of the show talking about the draft and the Caps Pens. But there is a big game tonight at Capital One Arena. That
yeah.
would be your Washington Wizards.
How big is the buzz
back
that you're
at home,
right now?
Game Bob, 6.
I'll be honest, the Caps brutalizing loss is sucking my will to live to watch the Wizards tonight. It just is. There's some bleed over, some spillover from the Caps loss.
I don't think anybody's really talking about that game. They're talking about last night's game, but they're not talking about tonight's game.
Right.
Although after the last game, we took a bunch of calls at like 6 a.m.
Maybe we could take a
couple. We had the phone lines lit at 6 a.m. the other day talking Wizards.
I think they'll win tonight.
Actually might have been before game 5.
I think the home court means that much in the playoffs. It's just proven out. But I don't think they'll win game 7.
I actually agree with John Wall's assessment, even though we played it to kind of express the fact that they sounded very casual after losing game 5. I agree with this assessment. They shot 5-for-26 from the 3-point line, and they were still right there at the end of the game. They fell apart.
Yeah, but they squandered it. They squandered
understood,
a 5-point
lead. But
that
happens in the NBA. They had open
Caps
looks.
Squander 2-0 leads.
They had open looks. Oh, to me, sorry. That tells me, again, that they easily could have won that game. They didn't. They squandered that 5-point lead they had in the fourth quarter with about 8.5 minutes left. But I agree with you. I think that they do force.
But
game
don't be
seven.
Surprised they by the Wizards blowing a lead. They blow 20-point leads all the time. So why yeah. wouldn't they give up a 5-point lead with like 9 minutes left
that's,
in the fourth quarter?
That's
a
easy
to do. 5-point lead, 9 minutes to go is nothing.
It's like you're tied.
It's like tied or
well, yeah. especially if you're going to hit one shot in the last 8 minutes.
It's nothing. It's standard.
And to me, Otto Porter potentially missing game 6. It's not that big. He's missed the whole series.
I don't think it's
mind.
That huge of a deal.
You got to have him out there.
Okay. You know who else you can have out there? Mike Scott. Mike Scott has outplayed Otto Porter.
I'm
in
just
the
saying
series.
That you just got to play those guys more minutes. I mean, believe me, Porter is no world beater, but you got to have him out there for 25 minutes. At least it gives you a little bit of a threat to score.
They feed
off. You got to go deeper in the bench. You're toast.
They feed off the energy of the home crowd, especially in the playoffs. They win tonight. Then game 7. I give them a shot to win in Toronto. It's going to be tough. mean, how often do home teams win in game sevens in the NBA? Probably like 80, 90% of the time?
Yeah. It's huge. But it starts tonight. But there, you're right. There's no buzz. No one really expects the Wizards to do much.
No buzz.
Yeah.
But there was huge buzz after game four.
Well, it's a terrible sports town. You know, people already give it up on the Caps. One game into a seven-game series.
No, just Cakes and I.
No. A lot of people.
No, I haven't given up. I'm just in a bad spot.
You're not picking them anymore.
No.
Right.
I don't know why I picked them in the first place.
You shouldn't have picked them anyway.
It's actually dumb.
I doubt it's going to happen based on the way things played out on Wednesday night. But can the Wizards win two games in a row against the Raptors? Yes, they can, which would take them to the second round. And could Cleveland actually lose their series to the Pacers? Yes, they could. By the way, one of the worst things that I think they do in the NBA is the post-game report of the final two or three minutes, whatever it is, where they say all the calls that they missed and they release that. Like, what good does that do you now that they say, yes, it wasn't, in fact, a goaltending?
Well, how long does it say? How long is that list? It's probably pretty long.
Right.
You mean where the league says that?
Well, let me ask you this. The league releases what the calls should have been.
Can you review
that
play?
Like a day later.
Can you review that play?
I don't know.
What's the review policy?
And I did see Seth Davis point something out. He hit a three-pointer to win it. So even if you give Oladipo the two, LeBron hit a three-pointer. Not to say that
they could have run something different. Yeah, it's... Doesn't mean he's going to run the exact same play and hit the exact same shot.
But it's just worthless when they say, okay, you know what? You're right. You should have had the
game
winning
bucket. Didn't
Indiana
have a foul to give?
Don't know.
I think they did.
Well, if so, then they were idiots. I don't know why you don't double team LeBron. I know that we always talk about in college basketball, length of the court passes, definitely guard the inbounds guy.
Right.
But in that situation, I don't guard the inbounds. I take that guy and sandwich LeBron James, and you still have everybody else covered.
When you're in the half court?
Yeah.
Right.
But if they had a foul.
You're going to let LeBron
shoot the game
winner?
But there was 4 seconds left, and I think they had a foul to give. I'm not sure why they don't foul him there.
Right.
And force them to throw it back in and waste another second and a half.
It's possible. You're right. Maybe there's not buzz. If you want to chime in, Wizards have game six tonight at home. Do you think they force a game seven?
Home game, and I feel zero buzz.
But I think that's you personally. You've been out on the Wizards for weeks. You say that they annoy you.
They do annoy me. But I would get like some tweets or something. Nothing.
Maybe the
boss. Not my timeline. I'm not reading anything about the Wizards.
We haven't talked about them. This is the first we've talked
about. Forget
about
me. I'm looking at other people I follow.
Because there are more pressing issues.
Nobody's talking about the Wizards.
The Caps are in a 0-1 hole. The NFL draft is going on.
That I see differently than you.
There's too much going on.
Well, that's what it
is. I see that totally differently. During the games beforehand, you see a ton of activity on social media.
Okay, I'm saying right now. I'm saying the morning of game six. I'm looking at feed.
Because of the timing, you had Redskins draft and Caps Pens game one last night.
That affects
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But there are reasons
it'll
for
change,
it.
And what I'm saying
it'll change about a half hour before
Monday,
the game.
Come Monday, it's possible. I don't think it's likely. But come Monday, it's possible that the Wizards will have advanced to play the Indiana Pacers.
Highly unlikely.
That's not
going to
happen.
You
want to
bet on it?
You know that's not going
to happen. You want to bet on it?
This is what's going to happen. The Wizards are going to be out, and they're going to be planning their vacations to the Bahamas.
Right.
And the Caps are going to be down 0-2. And you know it, and I know it.
You're probably right.
I don't believe that. I think the Caps are going to be 1-1.
All right.
They're going to find a way.
I will take a bet.
I hope you're right.
I need odds. 55 minutes.
I hope you're right.
I need odds.
Yeah, still got a big fat L.
I will take a bet. I will have the Wizards advance. Now,
deflections ever.
I give the Wizards about a 33% chance to win the next two.
33?
Yeah.
I think that's probably outrageously high.
Seems high.
Why? Because I think the odds are they win at home, so they need game seven.
They're not going to win game seven in Toronto. Toronto's going to hit like 13 threes in the first half.
Do you think it's likely to go to game seven?
Yeah. I think the Wizards are going to win tonight. Yeah. Although, if Otto's out, that does hurt him a little bit. You don't think so, but I think it does.
I was mostly joking. Of course, it hurts him to some extent.
I think that could affect
percentage him. Wise, he's their best 3-point shooter. You know, what's he hit on average? 3 or 4 games?
I mean, he still gives you 10 to 14 points.
Game. I don't think so.
He still gives you 10 to 14 points. I'm going to have to find a way to make that up.
Let me ask you this.
I'm on the Mike Scott train at this point.
This is just really to rehash the argument from a year ago. Because I think all of you guys felt like, they should give him max money. And I disagreed.
Well, no. We just thought he had to keep him.
I don't think
you had to pick, like if you had to pick before a game, Otto Porter or CJ Miles, who are you picking on your team?
Well, I mean, it's not even close.
Otto Porter.
Right. I'm taking CJ.
Right, and CJ Miles is a dime a dozen player in the league.
He's better at what he
does. I just always felt like Otto's a dime a dozen player. I know he was drafted third.
Look,
and he'll have some good games,
right.
Good moments.
You're right.
Hey, the Wizards have to spend their money on somebody. I wasn't crazy about giving him a max deal either, but they have to spend their money. People don't want to come play for the Wizards. Bulletin.
The thing is, he had a much better year last year than he did this year.
He did.
And he actually played better when Wall was out of the lineup the last month or two because they needed him.
Right.
He was more aggressive, and he was right around 15 points a game.
So last year when he was putting up those numbers, and we're like, you know what? He probably doesn't deserve the money, but you kind of have to keep him because you have to have that third player. But you're right.
I mean, we had Ray Allen on yesterday, and he said, and that clearly he doesn't study the Wizards that closely, but he's played against Wall and
Beal. Good, his life's better for
it. A couple of years out, and he just basically said, they need that third player. Well, Porter was supposed to be that third player.
He's supposed to be that guy.
Let's go to David in D.C. David, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, Junks. I got some stuff about that buzz myself.
Yeah?
I was about to buy some tickets in the fourth quarter. I was so pumped, and then they go on that typical DC sports choke, and I said, nope, I'm not going. But tickets were $25, so I'm going tonight.
For tonight? Oh, wow. Where are you sitting?
When did you get them?
You sitting in nosebleeds?
Oh, yeah, we're on Ticketmasters all the way up there. You're nosebleeds, so.
Yeah,
so
sorry, you're in the arena.
We have SeatGeek, Rick.
When did you
use the code Junkies?
Junkies, get 20%, $20 off.
When did you buy them? Did you buy them this morning?
Would have been $5.
Yesterday, when?
I bought them probably about 7 o'clock right before the Caps game yesterday.
Okay.
I think you can get really Caps cheap, tickets, so. By the way, earlier this week for their playoff series as well.
SeatGeek.
For $25?
I don't know
Same
what
price?
The price was.
Yeah.
Cakes took my endorsement away from me.
No, that's incorrect. We're chopping it. It's called a chop.
I haven't done a SeatGeek read in months, seems like.
No, you did it like you did them all week, like a week and a half ago.
See? Right.
So when Cakes was out.
It's chop, chop.
And so I figure we get Cakes.
They like Cakes better than me for some reason.
I'm just saying, to be fair, for that caller who's pointing to the ticket sales, I think it's unfair. First of all, the Wizards games were sellouts. They're playoff games. And the Caps games have been sellouts. But both teams have had tickets on sale the day before their games.
Cakes geek.
Let's go to Andrew in Stafford. Andrew, good morning.
All 18.
Andrew, are you feeling
Marvel
a buzz? Yeah.
Morning, Junkies.
What's up?
Good
How's
morning.
It going, y'all? I feel a little different about the Wizards series than everybody except JP, I think. I mean, I actually think they're going to figure out a way to pull it out. I think we're sort of the Penguins to Toronto's Capitals. But because it is D.C. and it has to be gut-wrenching, we're going to lose to the Pacers in the second round.
The Pacers. So the scenario is going to play out.
So the Pacers are going to win game 6 and 7.
And the Wizards.
And the Wizards.
Only to make it more painful for us in the next round.
Right, right.
I mean.
All right, what if they don't have Otto tonight? What if they don't have Otto tonight? You're still comfortable?
He hasn't done a lot, so you hope that when he is in there, the switch flips, but.
I hate that.
I mean, he's kind of like
theory.
A coin toss, right? With the guys on the bench, Scott. So
he barely plays the bench. Come
what
playoffs.
Is the switch theory? I don't even know what this
well,
is.
Well, it's just everyone's been talking about it with the Wizards all year. They're just going to flip a switch come playoff.
Ah, okay.
You know, that now Otto's going to flip a switch.
I agree, though. Everybody says playoffs are more intense for
no
every
doubt.
Team.
No doubt.
There's just more intensity in the playoffs. Well, the Wizards who played.
With no intensity.
Lackluster throughout the season. Looked like they didn't care. Too cool for school.
Yes.
They haven't played that way in the playoffs.
Right. It's very annoying.
But that's just the way it is.
Hey, at least John Wall.
They say the same thing about hockey. I guess it doesn't bother you in hockey. They always say the hockey playoffs, it's nothing like the regular season. It's a totally different game.
Because I feel like the Caps are at least giving it their all in the
it's
regular season.
It's what they
season.
Say.
There might be an unconscious next level that comes around in the playoff time. There's a conscious half-assedry. It happens with the Wizards during the regular season.
I like that term, half-assedry.
Thank you. Me too. Let's go to Ricardo. Ricardo, what's up?
Ricardo Montalban.
By the
what's
way,
up?
There are tickets available for Caps Pens game 2.
JP, right. You're killing me, man. You got to stop slandering Otto so much, bro.
Why?
Because, first off, he is a solid third piece. We just don't maximize his talent because John always has to have the ball. If the Wizards' offense was more flowing, you would see Otto has improved his mid-range game, his fadeaway game whenever he dribble drives. But John, it has to be pick and roll with John because John doesn't have an outside shot. So if anybody else has a ball, everybody else can cheat. and you say we should have let him walk, it wouldn't have done anything. Our cap was already tied up with Gortat contract and Mahimi. So signing Otto didn't do anything. We wouldn't have that much free money as people think.
I agree with you to some extent.
I just think you need more from him. You certainly need more from him in this series.
Otto is a victim of a ball dominant guard and John Wall and Bradley Beal being a second option.
Please victimize me to the tune of $20+ million a year.
I mean, he's giving you 10 points a game right now through five games of the playoffs.
He has not had a big impact.
He's just
got
to be more aggressive, get to the line more. I mean, he brings up good points because yes, everything runs through John and John drives and dishes usually to Beal if he doesn't, you know, try to get fouled. But Otto's just got to give you more than 10.
My general criticism of him is, look, he's a nice player. It's just that there's so many guys in the league similar to Otto Porter. Take a look at these teams that are in the playoffs right now. I don't know. The Rockets. Mm-hmm. Trevor Ariza. Him and Otto about the same. Like, there's a billion guys like that that are the third guy. But it's to get to the next level, you need something better than kind of those type
By
of players.
By the way, did you see three DeMatha teammates are in the playoffs mm-hmm. this year? All played on the same team, all in the playoffs.
Oladipo, Quinn Cook. And
Jeremy Grant.
Yeah.
It was with Thunder.
I hope that team won city title.
They did. I was there. Well, I was there for the WCAC. I'm pretty.
No, I don't think so. They had a 7-year run where they didn't, but they got one this year.
Yeah. I'm not sure who they lost
How
to that year.
How did they lose?
But they don't have the city title anymore.
No, they don't have the city title. You're just talking about the WCAC.
Whatever.
WCAC, yeah. I remember because they beat Gonzaga that year, I believe. I was there.
Whatever the biggest game is locally, they should have won with those three guys.
Well, they did because I was at that game. But it's always – the biggest game is always the Catholic League Championship.
Right. All right, are you looking to join the most exciting team in town? Crop Metcalf is looking for the very best residential, commercial, HVAC technicians, plumbers, and support staff to join their award-winning team. Don't miss Crop Metcalf's career fair tomorrow, April 28th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Nats Park. That's at Nats Park, people. For details and to learn how you can get free tickets to the game following the event, visit cropmetcalf.com/natscareerfair. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
To end the show with maybe the most depressing band on the planet, the Smiths. It's a good move.
It's the only Smith song he ever plays.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you ever play There's a Light That Never Goes Out?
Right.
Oh, it's not in the system.
Smash
Well, you got to put it in the system, Ricky. Or I
you
Know It's Over.
The Headmaster Ritual, you know how good that song is? So good. So depressing.
Think about all the Smith songs that are apropos to the Caps.
Right.
I Know It's Over.
Right.
Still ill.
Yep.
There's a Light That Never Goes Out.
Yep. They're really positive.
That joke isn't funny anymore.
Hey, let me ask you two guys.
Yes.
Not EB because he doesn't watch Homeland, which is a great show. Mm. Season finale is on Sunday.
Correct.
And I know we have DVRs and we can watch it the next day.
Yeah.
What I think both of you guys tend to do versus watching it live. But hypothetically, if this was prior to DVRs and before any of those things, and you only had one TV, and you had Caps Pens Game 2.
Yes.
You have Wiz Raptors Game 7.
Now, the hypo is that they're all on at the same time.
Yes.
Okay.
And Homeland.
Which do you have to watch? You can only watch one.
No DVR Homeland.
Hold on. I said there's... You didn't hear that, brother. There's no DVR.
You can't DVR. You've got to watch one.
We're living in an alternate universe.
Is Homeland the season finale?
Yes.
Season finale.
Yes, Richard.
And you
finale.
Must admit, the last episode, you guys kind of killed me because I said episode 10 was kind of a dud. That's where they were in court.
It was a kind of setup,
It was basically just a setup to say, you know what, Carrie, we're not going to deal with her kid anymore. She's
right.
going to be a CIA
Fran,
agent.
You're finished.
Yeah, the kid, that's just a distraction. That's done.
So stupid.
The family plots, that's done. We're going back to terrorism, our bread and butter.
Right. By the way, how'd they let Carrie and her team come into the country with all those guns? I mean, they came in with guns in their backpacks.
Know. It's supposed to be a diplomatic mission.
Yeah.
But episode 11 was action-packed, setting
good.
Up for
a
great
one.
Finale.
Yeah.
So the choice is, it's only 1 hour, so I'm not saying you have to miss the entire Caps Pens or the entire Wiz Raptors Game 7, which is hypothetical as if it's Game 7.
Well, I'd much rather watch a Game 7 with the Wiz than Game 2 of the Pens Caps. So I would probably go Homeland for an hour and then watch the second half of the Wiz. And whatever happens with the Caps, who cares?
Because I'm a self-loathing Caps fan, I would probably watch the Caps and watch them fall in a 0-2 hole.
And you'd miss Homeland?
And I'd miss Homeland.
Wow. I would read up on it for you the next day.
I've invested too much in Homeland this year.
Yeah, you've come too far.
I have to see the finale.
By the way, I never talked to you. What did you think of the Walking Dead finale?
It was good. Well, it was really good. I knew they weren't going to kill Negan off. You knew they weren't killing him. They're just going to put him in prison now.
All right. Let me guess. Zombies?
It's so good, though.
They're not zombies, Cakes. They're walkers.
Whatever. Since we're doing entertainment news, why don't we just knock out a quick entertainment page at the end of the week?
Okay,
might as
Richie.
Well. All right. You have the music, Valdez?
Maybe
can't
we're not
do
doing
it.
A Junkies weekend preview?
You want to do one?
Not
I got
really.
Nothing really planned.
Here's your preview. Watching Infinity War so I can keep up with the latest 18 with the Avengers. And then I'm going to have sadness and heartbreak watching the DC sports teams over the weekend.
My
weekend preview is probably all dependent on weather. It's just being a dad and having events. My son has track and field Friday night. That's going to be canceled.
My daughter has football
tomorrow.
My daughter's got prom tonight.
Ooh. Oh, good.
You're not going to pose with a gun like Jay Feely and put it on his social media, are you?
No, I don't know.
Does she have a date?
If I had one, I probably would.
Does she have a date or is she going with a group? I know somebody you can borrow one from if you want for a prop.
Does his name rhyme with Rad Lukes? Or
that wasn't the person I was thinking of.
Or Cakes Geek.
No, it's not that person either.
Is there some Tom DeLay?
No. As far as I know, Tommy DeLay does not own a firearm, but he might.
So who has the gun that you're speaking
of? I don't want to out him.
Trav.
Trav has a gun. I don't know.
Did Travy buy a gun?
I don't know. Maybe
I think Travy's scared of guns.
Brad Lukes has more guns than Carrie's team.
Right, he does.
Right. It collects dust.
So did you answer the question?
What was that?
He said a group date.
Yeah,
he said
a group of girls. Group of girls.
Gotcha. Are they spending the night somewhere? Or are they coming home?
Mine's coming home. I don't know about the other girls. I gave my daughter a curfew.
You didn't? You should.
Midnight.
Did you help her pick the dress?
No.
I know, of course.
No, but I did tell her, I said, wear the dress for prom and then return it.
Right. You're kidding.
It was like $300.
That's a cheapie.
It's a joke. It's got to be a joke.
No,
it's
not
he's
a joke.
Not kidding.
Look at his face.
What did you say? Keep the tag on it and just tuck the tag
just
in?
Just tuck the tag in the back.
She's gonna, yeah. What are you going to do if she's dancing?
You know, everybody does that. It's embarrassing.
Well, I mean, if she gets a stain on it, then I'm screwed. But if it looks like it did when we opened it, sending it back.
You're so cheap.
She's not going to wear it until next year.
All right. Well, you're just a cheap person.
He owes Mooney
$1 million. I'm just a squeaker.
He owes Thomas C. Mooney a ton of cash.
What's the difference?
You just better hope it's not a biological stain.
If it's a Monica Lewinsky, you're going to be so bitter.
I'm bitter at you for insinuating that.
Get bitter at Valdez because he's the one who put it in my ear.
I was thinking it.
I mean, stain dress. Is it a blue dress?
Is
your daughter going to be at the train station this weekend?
She is not.
The train station?
Choo-choo.
He's just taking it to another level. Right. Salty.
Bill Cosby, yesterday, found guilty on 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault Thursday for drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constan at his home in a Philadelphia suburb back in 2004.
Will he go to jail?
He's 80 now. He's facing up to 10 years in prison on each count. So that's 10 to 30 years. They're saying he's likely to serve them concurrently. He's gonna die in jail.
The DA apparently wanted him to go to jail immediately.
Yeah.
And supposedly, I can't remember the exact quote that Cosby said, but Cosby got Rick and I think called him an a-hole.
Well, because they said they were afraid he was going to flee on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
He said he had a private plane.
He said, I don't have an effing plane.
No, he didn't say, I don't. He said, he doesn't have a plane, a-hole. You know, use the word.
Is he definitely going to go to jail?
Yes. I'm sure they can appeal it, but I don't know how all that
works.
They
said most likely 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. He's going to die in prison.
It's a death sentence.
He's going to die in prison. So,
he'll probably die within 2 years.
Probably deserves it.
Didn't he claim that he was blind?
And he also claimed that he didn't like the buns.
Yes.
He just liked the
he didn't
petty.
Like intercourse.
Liar! Yeah. Tom Brokaw. Man, it never ends. He's now been accused by two former coworkers of sexual harassment. I actually feel bad for
him.
Why
is this coming out now?
This is from like the early 90s. One chick said he like grabbed her head. Like, forced maybe like, I don't know. But it was like 27 years ago or something.
Why do the people wait 27 years?
I don't know. I mean, probably true.
The environment is such a joke.
But it's 27 years ago?
I've said this before. I get nervous now just taking pictures with women. Like, we had some PR people come in here yesterday.
Yeah.
Was it the doghouse?
Yes, correct.
Yes.
And we took pictures. I'm telling you, I make sure my arm's up high.
Yeah, you don't want to get accused around. Like the wackadoo radio guy in the Taylor Swift deal.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You just don't want that to happen.
Okay, but his hand was on her butt.
Yeah. Right, that's why JP has his hand up on her shoulder, basically caressing her hair.
By the
right.
way, a lot of people went to the
picture. I mean, you
got
to have balls to put your hand on a girl's butt during a picture. Unless it's your wife.
Right. The picture of us with Paige.
I wouldn't even do that with my wife.
Spiranek. Okay, we took a picture with Paige Spiranek after she was in studio.
Oh, yeah, you pronounced it right.
And we went out there and we did the picture with Paige.
She didn't look that happy in the picture.
She knew she had to talk to Awan. So it's on our Facebook page. Follow us, facebook.com/thejunks. The overwhelming comment was, what's wrong with Jason? You looked like you had you just don't like to smile for photos.
I was bitter.
So you just kind of
why
like
were you bitter?
There.
Because they wouldn't let me stand next to her.
Oh, so you really were bitter.
I wanted to stand next to her.
You were bitter at who?
These two.
And they said no. Like,
you could have stood next to her.
They bracketed
Nobody said
her.
No. I just stood on the left hand side.
They wouldn't. They bum rushed me. They wouldn't let me. They boxed me out.
Right.
I couldn't get in.
You're 6'6". You should fight for position.
So I was just like, all right, whatever.
Hey, who? You know, when we took a picture together,
he's also not a smiler, though. I mean, you didn't nail that.
He does. He puts his hand behind his back.
I'm listening to you, Valdez.
Well, there's 10,000 people talking, so I just gave up.
Well, that's what we do here.
You're not as important, but go ahead.
Paige put her boob against me.
Really?
I swear.
That's creepy.
She did. Because we got pretty close, and then like she
It wasn't conscious. She was just taking the picture. You're taking it like a creep would.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying she did it on purpose. I'm saying I got the pleasure of feeling her boob against my boob.
Yes.
By the way,
bigger.
I don't know if we ever gave the exact quote, because Eric wasn't here that day. He was out. And the reason why Adam is no longer in the production studio is, what was his famous line to either Drab or to Paige for his picture?
Yo, let me get a pic.
Yeah. What a rude.
Well, he claims he was saying that to Drab. I don't think he said that to Paige directly. I'm defending him a little bit.
He was speaking
in the general direction.
I think he forgot
Paige,
bro, too.
Oh, he loves to throw bro.
Are you guys
in.
On speaking terms yet, by the way?
You and I. We got to get out of here.
They're probably going out tonight.
Grand Danny coming up next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.